Good evening. Let's come to order and go on the record. I am Commissioner Tanola D. Brown Bland with the North Carolina Utilities Commission and the presiding commissioner for this hearing. With me this evening are Chair Charlotte A. Mitchell, Commissioners Lyons Gray, and Daniel G. Cloudfelter. I now call for hearing docket number W-354/364. In the matter of application by Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in all service areas in North Carolina, and docket number W-354/363 in the matter of Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina for an accounting order to defer incremental storm damage expenses incurred as a result of Hurricane Florence. On June 28, 2019, Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina, hereinafter CWS or the company, filed with the Commission an application seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water and sewer utility service in all of its service areas in North Carolina. CWS seeks a 15.25% increase in water revenue and 27.51% increase in wastewater revenues overall. The company states in its application that it seeks this increase in rates primarily to recover significant capital investment it has made in its water and wastewater systems in North Carolina since its last rate case. According to CWS, these investments were needed to replace and rehabilitate aging infrastructure, to modernize and increase efficiencies, and to recover from damage resulting from Hurricane Florence. On July 15, 2019, the Commission issued an order establishing general rate case and suspending rates. On August 2, 2019, the Commission issued an order scheduling hearings and requiring customer notice, which, among other things, scheduled this public witness hearing for today, October 14, 2019, at this time and place, and scheduled an evidentiary hearing for receiving expert witness testimony beginning on December 2, 2019. At 2 o'clock p.m. in Raleigh. Prior public hearings were held in Charlotte, Manteo, Boone, and Asheville. One additional public hearing remains to be held in Jacksonville, North Carolina, on October 22nd. On August 22nd, 2019, Corolla Light Community Association, Inc. filed a petition to intervene in this matter, which was granted by commission order issued September the 5th, 2019. The intervention and participation of the public staff who represents the using and consuming public is recognized pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-15D and Commission Rule R1-19E. The Commission has received a number of consumer statements of position regarding the company's application, and they have been filed in the Commission's official docket. Pursuant to the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the Commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any commissioner has any known conflict of interest with respect to this docket. The record will reflect that no conflicts were identified. I now call for the appearances of the parties, beginning with the company.
Madam Chair, my name is Robert Benink. I'm a lawyer in this area, appearing here tonight representing Carolina Water Service, Incorporated of North Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett.
Madam Chair, my name is Zeke Creech. I'm an attorney with the public staff here, and with me is Gina Holt, also an attorney on the public staff, Gina Castleberry, engineer, and Lindsay Darden, also engineer.
All right, are there any preliminary matters to come to the Commission's attention before we move on further?
None from the company. We would like to make a short opening statement if we could.
All right, Mr. Bennett, does the public staff wish to make any statement? Opening
Chair,
statement?
No.
All right, thank
not
you. Mr. Creech, have you identified witnesses who wish to give testimony at this evening's hearing?
Yes, we have.
Would you pull that microphone?
Certainly shall. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We've identified four witnesses, four individuals who would like to make a statement this evening.
All right. Before we do that, just a little bit about this hearing. As you heard, this proceeding was initiated by the company's filing of an application requesting an increase. In response to that, the commission has scheduled this proceeding in two parts, one being the public witness testimony portion, and the other portion being the evidentiary hearing at which expert witnesses from the parties will give testimony. And that testimony, of course, will be evidence in the case. The public staff is here. They represent the customers, the consumers. We call them the using and consuming public. They do not work for the commission. They work independently on behalf of the ratepayers and customers. They will review the application filed by the company. They will study it. They will put all the claims and requests to the test to make sure that investments that the company says it has made have indeed been made, that the investments are what they said they were. They will look to see whether the investments were needed, whether they were necessary, and then they will render an opinion. The people that the public staff employs to do this tend to be professional engineers, attorneys, accountants, and economists. Once the public staff reaches its conclusion on the request, they will make their opinions public, and they will be filed in the docket. And that will all be before we get to the evidentiary hearing in the matter. These proceedings, some of you have been here before, but these proceedings are more like court proceedings, and they're not like a protest meeting or a town hall meeting. And it means that the witnesses come up, you will be sworn in, the court reporter will take your testimony verbatim. In the end, there will be a transcript made of that, and you will be able to see that transcript on our website. As a result of the statements that you make here tonight, the attorneys as well as the commissioners may ask you questions, but those questions are for clarification purposes. They're not to challenge you or take issue with you so much as to make sure that we understand what it is that you had to tell us. With that said, I ask that you observe a time restraint. We've done that across the state, so we're going to stick to it for the next two public hearings so that everyone had pretty much the same opportunity. The time restraint is a 3-minute time restraint for your statement. But as I said, after your statement, questions may be asked, and that's not part of the time count. So we have a clock that's supposed to count down, and as it counts down, when you see it get to 1 minute, I ask you to start wrapping up so that you can come to a conclusion with your statement. I think that's all that I need to say to get us started. So Mr. Bennett has requested opportunity to make an opening statement. The opening statement is not evidence, and if it's in accord with what I've heard at the previous public hearings, it is more for your benefit to let you hear from the company what they're trying to do and the reasons why. So we'll call him Mr. Bennett.
Thank you, Madam Commissioner. Members of the commission, the company appreciates the opportunity to appear before you tonight, and we're happy to be here to hear the customer testimony. I do want to introduce a few of the people from Carolina Water Service who are here tonight. This is Don Denton. He is the company's new president. He is also responsible for the utility operations in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. We have two gentlemen in the audience. I'll ask them to stand when I introduce them. Dana Hill is the company's regional director in North Carolina, and Stephen Harrell is the area manager in North Carolina. And you may know one or both of these gentlemen from your experiences as customers. Commissioner Brown Bland did a great job describing the proceeding here, so I will be very short. And a lot of the things she said, I would have said. But this is a court proceeding. Carolina Water Service has the burden of proof. The company has filed an extensive application with supporting documentation of the rate increase requested. That application is being investigated by the public staff, and because this is a court proceeding, they have already engaged in extensive discovery of the company. They've sent multiple discovery requests asking for backup information concerning the filing. All of the documents pertinent to this case are on the Commission's website, and you can go there and review the testimony, the company's application, and its supporting documentation at this point. Public staff will file its testimony, I believe, on November 4th, and at that time, their testimony will be on the docket system, too. So you can get basically all of the information that has been filed with the Commission if you go to the website. And with that said, I want to thank you for your participation. We're here tonight to hear your testimony. Company representatives are available at a break or after the hearing to discuss any issues that you may have. Thank you.
And before we move on, it reminds me, you heard Mr. Bennick say that company representatives will be here to answer questions if they can after the hearing. And I'm sure that the public staff and the engineers will be available to meet with you too. Many times, some issues you raise are able to be resolved or at least be followed up on precisely because of coming here to explain what's going on. You have the best firsthand knowledge of that. And as well as the fact that the company will be filing its response after each of the public hearings. They'll make an official written report trying to respond back to what it hears from its customers. So with that said, Mr. Creech, if you'd call your first witness.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. We have four witnesses this evening, and the first of whom I have some difficulty reading their name, but the last name, I believe, is Rustledge, and I'd remind everyone who comes up to speak tonight, if you will please spell your name, first and last name, for the record, if you will, sir. Thank you so much.
Before you get started, if you'd place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do.
All right, you may be seated. And Mr. Creech will get you started there with some questions.
First, if you will, please, sir, please state your first and last name and spell them.
Sure. I was too anxious to get that out right now. But anyway, it's Rushatz, R-U-S-H-A-T-Z. First name is Alfred.
Thank you, Mr. Rushatz. And did you have some comments that you cared to make?
I'd like to.
My apologies. Will you please state your address and your subdivision?
Okay. 199 Salt Timber Road, Sanford, North Carolina, 27332. I live in the North Shore district or area of Carolina Trace.
Thank you.
Okay.
Please proceed with your comments.
Sure. Well, what I thought I would do here was give a perspective. Well, first let me ask, is there any questions on the letter that I wrote to Attorney Drews? I wrote that letter maybe a week ago, and it incorporated some of what is happening in the real estate company area, or real estate business area, because of high water bills. And if no questions on that, I'll proceed on here. I put something together for everyone to see, but I understand you don't pass this out, so it's an exhibit here. But I have my water bill, my water bill here, and I have the a couple statements to make or descriptions to make before I get into that. There's many people who move into Carolina Trace and First of all, they come to Carolina Trace looking for a house. And everything goes well with descriptions and everything else until we tell them what the rate of the water sewer is. And then you get that deer in the headlight look, and they're very much disappointed that it's that high. And I know we lose a lot of real estate customers because of that. And that you lose for both sides now. The seller who's trying to sell the house in Carolina Trace is losing, and the people who want to buy in the Carolina Trace are finding out they can't afford it because mostly the water bill, or so they're telling me. A couple recently came to the office looking for some way of solution to lowering it, and they called the customer service at Carolina Water Service, and they were told, reduce your usage. Well, my example here is reducing the usage of my water bill. And what I did is I presupposed that I would take my bill down 50%, cut it in half by 50%. If I cut my bill in half by 50% water and sewer wise, I save $3 and some cents off of an $80 bill. And that isn't very impressive. Then am I out of time here or what?
I'll let you continue for a minute or two, but okay. You need to wrap it up.
All right. Well, then, so what we do here is we see that even with a 50% reduction in your usage, they have no control over getting that bill down. In fact, if they use nothing, they still get almost an $80 bill. And I know that's supposed to be that bill, that money goes someplace to maintain that company that's providing the water and sewer, but there just seems to be some blank or dead end you're getting at where you can't do anything about what your water service costs.
Mr. Ruschatz, is that your main point that you wish to make?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Mr. Creech.
Madam Chair, I'd like to introduce for the record, if I may,
sure.
Ruschatz Exhibit 1.
All right, and if you'd describe what that is for us.
This is a talking paper for PWC meeting, dated October 18th, 2019. It's two pages. The first is the talking paper, and the second page is a Carolina Water Service bill. Mr. Ruschatz, did you intend to provide this as part
yes.
of the public record as
yes.
well?
Yeah, it refers to it in the letter,
right.
or in the talking paper.
Mr. Ruschatz, did you prepared this exhibit?
I did.
All right.
I prepared it.
It'll be so marked and identified, and make sure that the company.
I have other copies if you need more.
That would be great.
That would be great, Mr. Ruschatz. Thank you.
Okay. One and one.
And you've seen it, Mr. Creech?
I have. I have now, yes. Thank you.
Do you have further questions for this witness?
Mr. Ruschatz, did you have any comment relating to the quality of service of the company?
Not particularly, other than what I might call a short answer to from customer service, and how can I reduce my electric? What can I do to lower this? And you know, people that have a couple kids, I live alone. If you keep up with a couple kids, that bill's going to be over 100 and a quarter. And a lot of people that we get are first-time buyers, and when they see that. They say they're going to go think about it, but they'll never come back. And I can see why it is. And then what compounds that is that about 50% of the people who do buy in there, they use outside real estate agents. And they usually don't know what goes on in Carolina Trace about water bills and everything like that. So they don't know till they move in there, buy a house, and get their first water bill. A little bit late then, that's where they start talking to customer service and things like that. And it's just a confounding situation from a real estate point of view. from both sides, the buyer and the seller.
Thank you, Mr. Ruchet.
Does the company have questions for this witness?
No questions.
Mr. Ruchet, are you a real estate agent?
I am. I am a real estate agent, and I own a real estate company in Carolina Trace. There's a Carolina Trace real estate company in Carolina Trace, but it's not a closed shop. Anybody can come in and out, REMAX, ERA, whatever. And many of those people, some of them even come from Raleigh. And they bring folks in there to see the house, they like the house, they buy it, and only then do they find out. Some of them don't even know they pay POA dues until they get there, unfortunately. And that's not the company water company's problem, but it's still, once you, it becomes your problem, they're your customers. You know, and they were our customers too in many of these cases.
And your testimony here tonight is on your own behalf?
It is.
And not on behalf of association?
No, it's on behalf of me and my company. These are our experiences. I thought I'd talk about this because I don't know how often you get it from that point of view, real estate point of view, and the actual customer's point of view.
All right. Well, we thank you for that. Now, you mentioned that you had sent in previously sent in correspondence or some letter about this company's application.
Yes, I sent a letter to, I think he's Attorney Drews. I'm not sure if he's here tonight, but.
It was filed.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, they got it.
All right. The company, you all have had opportunity to ask him, this is your opportunity now to ask him questions about what he previously filed. So if you have any questions.
We don't have a copy of it to look at.
It's been filed in the docket, and by
well,
his,
I
by
mailed
his
it
being
here.
Here.
I don't know. Did you get that,
Mr. Ruchet? We apparently have received the letter. I cannot confirm that it's in the docket as of today, Madam Chair.
All right. We'll by his being here and being subject to cross-examination, it can be reviewed. That's why I raised that issue. But any questions from the commissioners? Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Mr. Ruchet, what's your typical monthly bill? How much is your typical monthly bill?
Wait, who's talking here?
Do you need the bill, Mr. Ruchet?
No, it's there. This particular one that I use as an example is $75.65. But, you know, that's just me. If you, a couple, that's gonna be at least 10%, 15% more than that. And if you have a couple of kids, I see them as high as $135, $140 a month.
Thank you, that gives me the answer I needed. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions on commissioner's questions?
Mm-hmm. No questions.
All right, Mr. Ruchet, we thank you. You may be excused.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'd like to call the next witness. Individual who'd like to make a statement tonight, and that is Vince Roy.
Mr. Roy, you raise your right hand. Do you solemnly, sincerely swear that the testimony you're about to give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please be seated.
Mr. Roy, if you will please provide your spell your name and then provide your address and subdivision, please.
Name is Vince Roy, R-O-Y. Carolina Trace, just south of Sanford in Lee County. And if I may just explain that I am the community utilities representative. I've been doing this for 13 years, and I attend the monthly Carolina Trace Association meetings to keep the people informed about what's happening in the world of water and sewer, and trying to get them concerned and involved, and to attend these meetings and send the appropriate correspondence to you all to let you all know how we are behaving and how we feel about the water and sewer that we get out of Carolina Water Service. And in that regard, as I always say, if you're old enough to have watched The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason and Art Carney, you know that Art Carney was a sewer guy, and I'm the Art Carney of Carolina Trace. And I've gotten to the point where I know where most of the water and sewer lines are, too. And at any rate, can I continue now?
Yes, please.
Okay. As I said, I've been doing this for 13 years, and keeping the community as well involved and concerned and informed about what's going on. And I do have a quarterly meeting that I held with the Carolina Water Service. They come to our place, and we've been in the past been able to effectively resolve local issues and problems regarding our water and sewer operation. Of late, I'm concerned about the current water service current application for another full rate increase, which will essentially increase the Carolina Trace water sewer base rate from about 21% and the average monthly bill from about $89.38 to about $126.91. And as I see the numbers and work with the public staff, it looks to me like it's essentially guaranteeing Carolina Water Service a greater than 9% profit, even if we never even turn the water faucet on or flush the toilet. More specifically, I'm concerned about the methodology used by Carolina Water Service, where they employed the special North Carolina House Bill. I forget whether it's H.R. 710 or H.R. 910, went into effect about 5 or 6 years ago, which amended Chapter 62, allowing utility companies to come forth with an interim rate increase, recognizing the amount of paperwork it takes for them to put together a rate application for you all to review and approve or disapprove. While I did try to fight that because I saw some inequities in that with our county representative to the legislature, Mike Stone. Nevertheless, they did pass that bill. But in my opinion, based on the way that Carolina Water Service used that, it seemed to be taking advantage of the current Chapter 62 allowance. What I'm saying is that, in my opinion, Carolina Water Service used the amendment in Chapter 62 to get the maximum of a 5% increase, which the amendment to 62 allows. And once they got that, they immediately came forth on June 20th with an application, which we're working on now, for a full rate increase. It looked to me like they kind of blindsided us, the public staff, and hopefully you guys too. What I'm really concerned about is the change in the Carolina Water Service management, and in my opinion, it's the attitude I feel at our meetings now, somewhat of a degradation in their concern for their customers, in other words, us people out of Carolina Trace and probably the other 12 members of our uniform rate consortium. Carolina Water Service has been working on an upgrade to their GPS GIS mapping of their sewer and water lines in Carolina Trace for a couple of years, and our people in the community have been helping to the sense of locating and finding and identifying for them manholes. You might find it hard to believe, but the system is old, and it's not uncommon us to find a new or one or two new manholes every year. They've been covered up, something growing over them, whatever. And we've been helping do that, and at a quarterly meeting in July with Dana and Steve, I asked for to get a copy of the GPS GIS mapping of our sewer and water lines because of the fact that we in Carolina Trace, recognizing the roads and everything else is over 40 years old and they're degraded, that our 18 POAs can use that data when they have construction people out repairing roads, which is a pretty common event in Carolina Trace, repairing a road, and not wanting to cut a water line or a sewer line. In our opinion, it was useful to have the latest GPS GIS mapping that they all did with the company, I think it was called Red Hat. And in July, they
all
did
right,
not.
Mr. Roy, we need you to bring it to a close now.
I'm going faster. But the point is that they've refused to give us that mapping, which I think would benefit both them and us. Secondly, that they've denied us now the opportunity for our residents to communicate directly with the two engineers they have on site, which has been very helpful to our people to understand what a clean out is, where it is, and they've been very generous in their time in coming explaining that to our residents. And now the new dictate is that we will no longer be allowed to communicate directly with your two people on station at Carolina Trace. Lastly, as further evidence of the lack of concern for customer, customer concern is when the legislature, North Carolina legislature, passed in December 2017, the reduction in corporate taxes, Carolina Water Service did not see fit to pass that reduction on to us residents. And we complained, the public staff complained, and you all took that issue and you got, I don't know what you all did or said, but you caused them to effectively pass that corporate rate decrease, tax decrease onto us. And they've done it grudgingly, in my opinion, but it now appears on our bill as a negative. In other words, we're getting credit for about $5.38 for the average bill because of the legislature's corporate tax rate reduction.
All right, Mr. Roy. Let's see if we can stop right there and get questions to you and flesh out anything that we have remaining.
Mr. Roy, if you can, just please, for one moment, you indicated a concern about the inability you traditionally had communication with line staff members of the company, and you've been asked, well, can you please restate and explain a little bit more about your concern there?
Specifically, what I'm talking about is the ability for a resident of Carolina Trace, and I may have not acknowledge that up front, but we do have 1,600 homes in Carolina Trace and over 4,000 people living there. And we have a lot of military families there with a husband in Afghanistan and the wife there with a couple of kids. And there are times when they're knocking on my door, calling me or emailing me, and they need to know something about the water or sewer or something going on in the backyard. And I've been able to contact the two local people, which are very intelligent, capable people, and get them on the phone and get the parties together and resolve that issue. The direction I received from Dana and Steve sitting behind me, hopefully no weapons. You checked them for weapons, right? so I can talk freely. That they denied us that opportunity now, and it makes me look like a small thing to you, but it's a big thing. For some resident living in a house having a water problem, to have Dean or somebody come out and look at the place and say, this is what you need to do or whatever the case is, and we no longer have that opportunity because they told us to stop doing that. Because there are people, in their words, your words, they're too busy to take time to help us.
Mr. Roy, thank you for that. Do you have any other service-related comments at this time?
I do, but it would take more than an hour, and so. No, I'll pass them up to the public staff as we go through, and get ready for the December 2nd hearing.
This is your opportunity, of course, Mr. Roy, but if you have anything momentarily you'd like to mention, great. If you'd like to hold on to it.
No, I'll hold what I have right now.
All right, very good. Madam Chair, if we may, we'd like to introduce Roy Exhibit 1 for the record, please. I think, Mr. Roy, how many copies did you have of this?
I brought 5 and I gave 4 out, and I have okay. one here.
It is it's entitled NCUC Public Hearing, October 14, 2019, Vince Roy, CTA, Utilities Rep. It's 2 pages.
And correct. It's 2 pages. And the company has seen this exhibit?
Yes.
All right. Without objection, it'll be marked Roy Exhibit 1, and it will be received.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
All right. Are there questions for this witness from the company?
No questions.
Any questions from commissioners? Thank you, Mr. Roy. Thank you for coming out again, and we appreciate that you're the Art Carney of Carolina Trace.
Thank you for the opportunity.
A few of us in here know what you're talking about.
Yep. At this rate, I'll see you next year.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Creech, you may call the next witness.
Thank you. Mark Gibson, please. If you can, Mr. Gibson, please state your name and spell your name. What you're sworn.
Hold on, let me get him sworn in. If you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. Do you solemnly and sincerely swear that the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? All right, please be seated. And then Mr. Creech has got questions for you.
Thank you. Mr. Gibson, if you'll please state and spell your name for the record and then provide your address as well as your subdivision, please.
My name is Mark Gibson. My address is 3316 Smithfield Road, Knightdale, North Carolina, 27545. And I am part of the Ashley Hills North subdivision.
Thank you, Mr. Gibson. And did you have a statement you cared to make tonight?
Yes. I have lived at that address for 33 years and have been a customer of Carolina Water Services for 33 years. So I have seen a good many rate increases in that time. And understanding, if I've understood correctly the application, in my case, over and above the current rate structure, my sewer will increase by 29%. The water base charge will increase by 8% just for having a meter. And the charge per 1,000 gallons of water would increase by 24.6%. Last year, there was a substantial increase. I did have the opportunity to come before you, but I was busy, so I didn't do that. Rate increases have been approved for several years. And I have a couple of bills here to illustrate the rate increases on average for the last 6 years. I chose 6 years because this bill was the easiest or the furthest back in my file to pull out. So I figured 6 years would be a fairly good indication. In July of 2013, my total water and sewer bill was $78.98. This month, October 2019, my total water and sewer bill is $135.26. That amounts to a 71% increase over 6 years, or an average of 11.8% per year. For a comparison, I looked up the Consumer Price Index for exactly the same period, and it is 23.163%, or 3.86% per year. So over the last 6 years, the cost of my water and sewer has averaged over three times the rate of inflation. I'm an architect. I work for the North Carolina Department of Transportation. And I understand that 40-year-old water systems will need some repair. I understand that. But I have some questions that I would like to pose. Perhaps these have been answered. I don't know. I would have to assume that as part of the application, a thorough estimate of repairs as a result of damage by the hurricane or normal wear and tear has been submitted for review. But I would ask, are customers getting value for their money? Is the work being done by the company or by subcontractors? And what is the procurement method? Are there competitive bids for any of this work? Or is all the work being done by company forces? Who monitors and approves the work as it's done? And my experience is that all construction is subject to approval by an authority having jurisdiction. I'd like to know who that authority having jurisdiction is. So if you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
Mr. Gibson, thank you. Got a couple questions, if I may, Mr. Gibson. Have you've been a customer for the company for 33 years, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And have you come before the commission and testified before?
Once before.
And when was that?
Probably 20 years ago.
Okay. In the last 20 years, have you come before this commission?
Not in the last 20 years, no.
And what would you say is the primary, and you work with the state, is that correct? You have a full-time job?
Yes, I do.
And what would you say the primary reason for your being here tonight is?
Well, I question the magnitude of the request.
Mr. Gibson, come on up to your mic.
Oh, sorry. I question the magnitude of the request, mainly. I don't have any... anything negative to say about the service itself. I understand there are things like testing that have to be done, I guess, to comply with EPA, maybe state regulations and that sort of thing. But I'm very curious to know how those things would add up to 71% in the last 6 years.
Mr. Gibson, you have any other comments this evening that you'd like to expand upon?
I did have some other things written down, but they may not be germane, so I will.
Very good. Thank you.
Not do that.
That's all, Madam Chair.
All right. Any questions from the company?
No questions.
Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Gray?
Mr. Gibson, you've indicated rather large increases you suggest over the last 6 years. If you were looking at those two bills from July of 13 and October of 19, could you tell me what the water usage was?
Water usage. In July of 2013, the water base charge was $15.92.
Yes, sir. I'm looking for the usage. That is, how many gallons were you being charged for?
5,200 gallons.
Say again?
5,200.
Thank you. And that was in July of 13. How about October of 19?
$6,400.
Thank you. And does it also show the same for the sewage?
The sewage was a flat rate in 2013, $40.14.
There was no usage, that is, no gallons charged? I see.
No. This month's bill does have a usage of 6,400 gallons.
Okay, so it monitors, it marks the water use. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Any questions, Mr. Bennett?
One request. If Mr. Gibson does not object, we'd like to have those bills made exhibits and put in the record, please.
Mr. Gibson, did you bring those copies that you brought, or those copies you can leave with us? Or would you like copies to be made?
If copies could be made, I'd appreciate that, yes.
Can my public staff accommodate?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Madam Chair.
How many bills is that?
These are two separate bills.
Two separate bills.
Yes.
They will be marked collectively as Gibson Exhibit 1.
Thank you.
And they will be received. The public staff will take responsibility for making copies. All right. There's no further questions for the witness. Mr. No. Gibson, you may be excused. And Mr. Gibson, I think with regard to some of the questions that you raised, the public staff will be happy to give you some indication that will help assist you in answering those questions. And so you might stick around for when we adjourn. And
okay. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Madam Chair, if we may, there's one more individual who would like to make a statement this evening. That's David Smoke.
Do you sincerely and solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right, please be seated. Mr. Creech?
Sir, can you please state and spell your name for the record, as well as provide your address and your subdivision?
Yes. My name is David Smoke, S-M-O-A-K. My address is 96 Northridge Trail, Sanford, North Carolina, and it's in Carolina Trace.
And Mr. Smoke, did you have comments you cared to make this evening?
Yes, I do. I am president of Carolina Trace Association, a representative organization of 18 independent property owner associations in Carolina Trace, with approximately 1,600 homes and over 4,000 residents. While I've heard many concerned citizens express outrage over yet another CWS rate increase, my remarks have not been reviewed or approved by my board of directors. So I will emphasize that I'm speaking as a private citizen affected by this proposal. However, my many years involvement in community government associations has put me in a position to listen and possibly represent many others of my community tonight. First, I would like to thank Carolina Water Service for providing essential services to our community. Without clean, safe water, there is no life. And as a retired Army soldier, I am well aware that public sanitation and sewage treatment has saved more human lives from sickness and death than all the doctors and hospitals in the world. I would like to express the following points of concern, though. I have three. The recently announced federal increase of Social Security and retiree benefits is 1.6%. This is supposed to reflect the annual CPI increase across the nation. CWS's already approved increases over the last 2 years is far exceeding the matching inflation increases for many seniors and retirees, and this further rate increase, if approved, will further exacerbate the deteriorating personal finances of many people. I understand that CWS is providing a vital service, and if the necessary costs of providing those services increases disproportionately due to factors beyond their control, then that is the cost of doing business, and we need to pay for it. However, I would hope that this board and public staff continue to inspect and challenge the declared costs of CWS to differentiate between reasonable and unreasonable costs that are expected to be borne by us residents. As a former federal employee, I am well aware of the cost control audits that are required when cost-plus contracts are awarded to private corporations that reward those corporations for increasing costs to thus increase their percentage share of profits. Personally, I would like to see these rate increases add a column for annual rates. My personal annual billing rate for CWS services is about $1,000 a year. This rate increase, if approved, would result in an approximate $200 annual rate increase. I would like to focus especially on the wastewater costs and rate increases being proposed. At one time in our community, residents were allowed to provide their own septic wastewater service on their own property, and there are several homes that still do. At some point, all residents were forced to switch their septic systems to CWS sewage before they could sell their homes. This has provided a captive and growing population for CWS's revenue base. It was a great idea at the time, but my concern is that these rapidly escalating wastewater increases are going to harm the very housing market that it is trying to service. I request this commission to consider giving us citizens the future option to disconnect from CWS wastewater services if they continue to refuse to control their costs. We have given this business a monopoly, and the results are apparent. Allowing household septic systems again would give us a chance to vote with our money, similar in concept to homes deciding on streaming television services instead of the cable and satellite monopolies. Finally, I ask that this commission allows future hearings to be scheduled closer to the residential populations that are being affected. For small town residents to travel to the state capitol for public hearings is daunting at best, and for many seniors, the night driving is an additional risk factor that they will avoid. Thank you.
Ms. Creech, do you have questions?
Chair, I believe I, Madam Chair, I have at least one, please. Mr. Smoak, you mentioned that you were forced, individuals were, or residents were forced to connect to the wastewater system, is that correct? Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yes, sir. I don't know when the exact date was, but there was an agreement that was made that for houses to be sold, they have to connect to the CWS sewage system. They have, the new owners of the homes will be required to be CWS sewage as well as water service customers.
And do you know the parties to that particular agreement?
No, I cannot say on the record. I believe it was an agreement between the organizations representing the residents and the corporation.
Do you believe it could have been the HOA and the company came to that agreement?
Right. Yeah. Okay. The organ. Yeah. The associations. Yes, sir.
Mr. Smoak, you indicated that you're the head of the HOA, is that correct, or one of the HOAs there? Or?
I'm the president of the collective representative body of the 18 individual property owner associations.
And you indicated that that it was daunting to drive to the state capitol and that there are a lot of senior citizens in that community, is that correct?
That have expressed dismay and outrage at this rate increase? Yes. Yes, sir.
How many conversations have you had recently related
to? Since this proposal was announced, I have had online and in person, I think at least 20.
And how many conversations of those were online that you had, and how many were in person and or phone? What was the form of those conversations?
The online commentary is Nextdoor. If people haven't heard of Nextdoor, it's a Facebook for local communities. And those comments reflect about two-thirds, you know, roughly 12 to 15. And then I've had about five actual personal conversations with different people concerning this recent rate increase. And I would also say beyond that, it was also discussed in our monthly Carolina Trace Association meeting, as Vince described, and out of that room, it was a general expression of discontent and being upset.
And when did that meeting take place?
It's the first Tuesday of the month, sir. Is that October 1st? I think that was October 1st.
Did you have any other service-related comments that you cared to make tonight?
No, sir. No.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, questions by the
company?
Any questions by the commission? Mr. Smoke, you heard witness Roy speaking to the issue of being able to communicate with personnel from CWS or have their involvement or have their participation in meetings, so forth. Do you have anything to add about that? Do you have any personal knowledge?
No, ma'am. I've allowed Vince to exercise his role as our liaison. I support him, and I have no reason to doubt anything that he's reported as the truth.
You, not to question the truth, but have you experienced issues of you personally or others that you represent having any issue with being able to reach the company to have the company's input when you need it?
The examples that Vince gave were directly relating in my opinion, to his role as the CTA liaison. I have not interacted with CWS at that level, so I do not have any personal experience on that matter, ma'am.
All right, and you do not, or do you have any service issues with the company? Do you have any service quality issues or otherwise that you would like the company to address?
There have been communication problems. We are an older community that, we'll have water pressure or water break issues. And I understand it is a constant challenge for anyone to communicate with so many homes for breaks that affect specific areas of such a large region. There are always complaints being brought to both me and Vince of there's two factors. You know, one, you have to be notified that there is a problem. You know, that comes with the boil water advisory. The second part is telling people that they can stop the boil water advisory. And I frequently hear that one or the other is missing. You know, sometimes they will be told that the boil water advisory has ended and they never got the word that it began, And some people say, well, I was told that it began, and they never hear until they talk to a neighbor that it ended.
All right, so. And do you know if that problem has been raised with the company?
It is my understanding that it has been raised through vents. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are there questions on commission's question?
I've got one question.
Mr. Bennett.
Mr. Smoke, I think you came here tonight and you said you had three basic issues you wanted to present, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And quality of service or service problems with Carolina Water Service was not one of those problems that you came here to address, was it?
Correct.
Now, do you personally have any problems with the service you get from Carolina Water Service for either water or sewer service?
Not personally, no, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Smoke, you may be excused, and we thank you for coming out. We thank all of the witnesses
thank
for
you.
Coming out. Mr. Creech, is there anyone else?
Not that it's signed up, Madam Chair.
Are there any other customers from CWS who wish to give testimony tonight? Let the record show no one is coming forward. Again, we appreciate you all coming out. We will be...
Madam Chair, I have one more comment. My apologies. We have made copies of the Gibson exhibit that we can distribute.
All right.
For the
record. Please do that. It's already been received.
Thank you.
And it was marked as Gibson Exhibit 1.
Thank you.
We have one more additional public hearing, which will be in Jacksonville. And after that, in December, the evidentiary hearing will be held here in this room. You can follow this case by going to the commission's website at www.ncuc.net, and you enter the docket number for this case. And if you need any assistance kind of figuring out how to follow your way around, you may contact the public staff, or perhaps even the commission's clerk's office can help you walk through and find what you're looking for. As indicated earlier, both the public staff and the company representatives will stick around for a little while to answer any questions that you might have for them tonight. And again, we thank you, and we'll be adjourned.
Thank you.